Matthew. Matthew, I want to report my meditation.
Very good, very good. Sadhu, okay. Very good.
Actually, this is just so many things to report. Maybe it'll take a bit longer.
Never mind, no problem.
Matthew, I report my lying down meditation first.
Very good, okay. Sadhu.
During one of the lying down meditation, actually, I went into this state before in Cameron Highland. There's a very loud snore. I went into the state, a very spacious, very spacious, and I can know everything around me.
Very good.
Everything around me, but that one lasts me for a short while.
Yeah. It's okay.
You can hear very far.
Correct. Yeah.
Very spacious and very far.
But when you come out of it, you can recall. You can recall and recollect. Yeah. It's good enough. Don't worry.
It doesn't sustain long.
Initially it's like that because not stable yet, but later on it will stabilize. But don't try to look for it. If it come by itself, let it happen. Because meditation, you must always remember, is like that. When condition is there, things will happen. Remember, don't try to know. Condition is there, things will happen. When it happens, later on when you come out of it, you can recollect and understand. But don't go and look for it again.
But recently, you understand, it happens quite often.
Yeah. Let it happen. It will continue to happen.
It gets more often. And
correct.
It looks like that spacious
awareness, yes.
Getting longer and longer.
Yeah. Just let it happen. You will understand later. Because most important thing is condition will keep on evolving. Always remember, meditation is like that. It is never the same. And everyone is different. But the transformation when it happens, the most important thing is, after you experience all this, it will give you a certain understanding. That one is more important. The understanding of it is more important than the experience. Remember that. Yeah? The understanding, that's why you have to reflect and contemplate. Then when you reflect and contemplate, you have gone through, you will understand it much easier. Then you will understand it much deeper. Whereas other people may not be able to understand yet. Because after you have gone through all this training in the formal meditation, and you experience all this shift in consciousness or transformation of consciousness, or ability to be aware, after you go in, all this is to prepare you to develop the understanding. After you come out of it, you will understand. That's why I say, don't try to know. Know what nothing, but that nature inside that went through it will understand. Then you start to develop the contemplation, the reflection, the understanding. Oh, that type of awareness is different. That's why you have this ability to be like in spacious awareness. And whatever you want to perceive, whether the distance sound or what, you can perceive that. But for a while only. Never mind. Initially it's like that. Because that nature is for you to experience what that awareness nature is. It is not a mundane mind anymore. It's not a thought anymore. But when you are in that state, it has that ability. Then whatever you want to know, it can know. It can have perception of it. Not a problem. It can still arise. But that nature is very different. That's why the understanding of that nature is pertaining to the individual cultivator who has gone through. For your case, it's very good. So continue to develop it, stabilize it, and let it happen. Then let it evolve. It will not remain the same. Then after you have the understanding, then it will transform. Another stage, another happening will occur.
There's another occasion also, lying down meditation.
Yeah.
I think I went into unconscious state.
Okay.
Wake up, it's just a But do like that, then I'm aware that
yeah.
I'm
like, it's just completely blank.
Yes, it just comes back. The awareness just come back.
It's like completely blank for a while. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
I cannot understand what state is that.
Never mind, you don't have to know. You will come to understand later. You will come to understand later. Well, if that glimpse is a cessation, you will understand. You will know what that thing is. Then sometimes it's the unconscious. Well, the unconscious means you lap into the unconscious. But if it's a cessation, when you go through, you will understand. You will understand. The form and mind will understand. Then after that, all the Dhamma will become very clear to you. Then everything that in the past you cannot understand, you start to understand them. It's like the whole thing become completely different now. The Dhamma become like very easy to understand. Because that glimpse of cessation, it is really that cessation, is very powerful. And you will understand. Because that glimpse will allow you to understand. But sometimes, like I say, it is the unconscious. You slip into the unconscious, which is also possible. That's why you say after that you become conscious again. But if it's a cessation, you will know. Your form and mind will know. So just let it be. Let it be. Then allow the meditation to continue. Then if it's a cessation, it will come back. It will come back. It will happen many times. Then later on, it will be longer and longer and longer. You just relax, silent, maintain awareness, stabilize that nature. That one very important. Continue to stabilize that nature and don't allow your mind to interfere. Whatever it wants to do, let it do. And that is trust. Then later on, you may have to locate your gateway to your nature. Is your awareness of your heartbeat clear or not? The awareness, that one clear, stay there. Stay there.
Okay, another question. During one of my, is it possible for a cultivator to hear their own breathing? During one of my sleep, I can hear my breathing very loud.
It's sure possible. Your own snoring also you can hear.
It's not snoring, it's breathing. It's very loud inside.
Yeah, that one is very common because if you are sensitive, you can hear your heartbeat, you can hear your breathing, your vibration, everything. Every part within your body, wherever your awareness is there, it will be very clear to you. It's very normal. Even when you are about to go into the unconscious, that's why you will snore. But the moment that snore happens, because you are aware, you will be aware. Then it stops. But those who snore and continue, they are not aware. Maybe they went into the sleeping mode. They become unconscious. So for our case, if we relax and maintain awareness, initially, the snoring, when it happened, one sound is stop. Straight away, you stop. Then you know. Snoring. Then sometimes you want to rest. You want to sleep. You let it snore and you go into the what they call sleeping mode. Then it can continue to snore. Never mind. Because that one, either body tired or you want to rest. Otherwise, you can maintain awareness. But the maintaining of awareness is just certain phase. Certain phase when you have the ability, it will show it to you what all this thing is. I remember I had it for a few months. I was fully aware before I sleep. Then I can go into the awareness. Then I can hear my own snoring. Then I can see all the subconscious release and unconscious release, like dreamlike thing that happened inside the mind. It's like when you are in your subconscious and unconscious dream state, the awareness is aware of all those release that come up. Then it is aware of all those images that trap phobia and all those things that release out. It's fully aware. Then when I came out of it, I remember, it's like I never sleep. Like that last but moment that follow me out of that so-called sleep, like I didn't sleep, it's continue. It's like inside there until I wake up the next morning, it's like I never sleep. And my eye, not tired one, I don't have to wash my face or whatever. It's like I didn't sleep. But that period is only a few months. Then after that, you know, meditation can be developed over 24 hours, possible. Possible. But after that, don't have to try anymore, because when you understand already, that's it. The understanding is more important. But initially, when it comes, when it happens, a lot of things is to teach you, to let you understand deeper. So, sadhu to you, very good. So, continue to relax.
During the one of my bowing session, so as I stand up, you know, this understand come to me.
It
just come to me, and then later the understanding of 现在心不可得, then it link on to this 过去心不可得未来,
yes,
it link on to impermanence.
Very good. Sadhu, when you have this type of mindfulness developed already, all these are possible. You will continue to understand the Dhamma, like I said, truth will continue to unfold, to arise.
It is like the understanding all bubbling up.
When you have the understanding already, then when you are mindful until the stage you are able to do, you can do that type of formal lying down and stabilize that mindfulness like what you have done over the past, I think, few years. You have done it for quite a while. All this will stabilize and you will experience all this. All of a sudden, you will understand all, like the Dhamma, 现在心不可得. Even that one is very penetrative. That it will link to other Dhamma. It will happen one. That's why all this understanding will come. Then you will have the, what they call, ability to keep on awakening to truth. Everything you see, everything you experience later on in life, that type of Dhamma will come in. That type of Dhamma is not in the book one, not in the teaching one, life itself one. You will start to understand and see. Then you will start to understand the cause and condition. The causes and condition, everybody is different, every situation is different, every place, every civilization is different. You start to understand and experience. Then when you travel, you become very different. Then this understanding transforms you. And everything you see like become very clear. It's just like I use the word, truth is everywhere, why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. Later on, you will start to see all these things. But be patient. Continue to stabilize that daily mindfulness. Then continue to stabilize that lying down meditation until you can be aware of that true nature, that self nature very clearly. Then like I teach you just now, I share with you just now, inquire where you are inside there. Who are you? What are you? Find out. In the actual sense, understand, when you are in that conscious state with the awareness, then when it surfaces as a mundane mind, understand it, see it happening. Then you check what is the two. They are different. Then you will start to understand how they arise, how they cease. Then how the mundane mind create, and how all the senses come into play. Then you will understand clearly, who are you? What are you? Then how this consciousness is trapped inside this physical body, also you will understand. That one is very important. So find out while you are still alive. Then when this consciousness come out that time, you will already develop the understanding. Then you know what all these things is, the random of consciousness and all these things, you will understand. That's why while you are alive, find out, understand it. Yeah. Then there are many aspects to cultivation, many aspects. So this one is no more the theory, no more what is taught in the sutta and all those things. This one is about the individual cultivator going through all this understanding and what they call investigation, initial wisdom. So all this understanding, they were surfaced. That's why the Buddha say, this wisdom is pacetang, dhamma is pacetang, can be realized by the wise, each for themselves, nobody else. Continue to do it, very good.
After that, a lot of joy, a lot of
pain. You will have that, because the understanding will give you a lot of joy. That is what PT is all about. Then you will have a lot of sukham, happiness, joy. And these are beautiful mindset. Then look at life, understand life. Then root out all the whatever habitual tendency that you used to have. Straighten your view and become different. Where all this latent tendency that each and every cultivator have, after you have the understanding, you still need to root it out on. You still need to reflect, contemplate, understand until it become a part of you, until it cannot arise anymore. Where initially it will still come, then immediately it come, you aware already, then you understand. So because of that ability to be aware, you understand that it does not disturb you anymore. But as you stabilize the understanding, reflect, contemplate, then one day you realize, cannot arise already. Then you can laugh at it, you can smile, there is joy. Then you realize, rooted out already, no more of all those, even the subtle defilement, all those things, the latent tendency, all the habitual tendency, all gone. Initially, it was to come, but immediately it come, you aware, your initial wisdom there, and you know what to do. But later on, it can't even arise. Then you know, no more already. Your wisdom already so stable. So all this can happen. Very beautiful. Sadhu.
But
you
another one.
Can.
Another one. That one, it happened when I was Shaolin. And I have
arthritis. Very good.
So, you know, as I rub the soap on the joint that is painful.
Sadhu.
It's pain. I know it's pain. And then this understanding come. Aggregates of form and mind.
Sadhu. Never mind. You forgot the word. Don't worry. It's like
five aggregates of the this vehicle and two. These five aggregates.
It's for you to.
It's
use.
A vehicle and two.
Correct. You will have that
cultivate to come to.
You will have understanding. Then you will also later on have the understanding that the awareness inside there is nothing to do with the form and mind. Then the awareness that is aware is different one. Then the other thing you can learn when you take your bath, you just silence your mind and don't try to do anything. Don't try to know anything. Silence everything. Feel. Just feel. You will have the ability to feel the difference. Even that shower that goes onto your physical body, everything, where you are silent, you are sensitive, where your mindfulness is sensitive enough, good enough, you will experience a lot of things. And then you try to tell me what happened. Then when you off the shower, what happened? Then sometimes you like know that there is nobody inside there, inside you. The awareness will know. Like just now when you go through, when you rub the whatever, because you are aware, and you have the sensitivity of mindfulness, you can understand all those things, which is very good. Sadhu to you. Keep it up. Sadhu. Okay. Sadhu. That's why be patient. Don't worry, your time will come. Then things will happen. That's why now you report different already. Not like last time. Last time, a lot of theory, right, Miss Lee, a lot of what they call Dhamma involved. But now you have your own understanding. That's why, unless your mindfulness is so stable, unless you really seriously do like what you have done, sincere, faith, persevere, you just do. That's why over the, I think, last 1 year or so, a lot of things must have happened. And also, you are very full of faith and determination. I think you also went to Pakusan, all those places also help you. Then when you come...
Actually, during this MCO time, I do a lot of bowing.
Yeah, that one help a lot. Then you lie down also, it will help a lot. Bowing...
Yeah, but it's just like down. One touch, that it's just like one bubble, and then all the dhamma that...
Because your mindfulness has reached that stage of stability, that's why you can experience all those things. It is the mindfulness that let you understand. If you use Dhamma knowledge, the thought, you can never have this type of understanding. That's why it's like your understanding is now so different from previously, from what people used to share and say. Because without that mindfulness, you cannot have all those experience, all those understanding. It cannot happen. So very good. Continue to stabilize. Do the bowing until the daily mindfulness become very stable. Now your mindfulness has picked up a lot. That's why you can hear your heartbeat very clear. Then continue to relax into it until you become very quiet, very still. Then let your mind go into capacity. The mind enters the deep. Then your daily mindfulness, when you come out of it, you check and you report and let me know. When your daily mindfulness become very stable, means that time you will continue to transform. You will progress very fast. Very good. Sadhu. Okay.
Thank you.
Sadhu. Let us rejoice. Thank you for the good sharing. Anybody else? 10:47 already. Anybody else want to report the meditation or say something or ask any question? We can take one more. Anybody? I don't have. Then we better end. We do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit, and you make your aspiration. Okay. Akasata Chia Bumata Deva Naga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anumoditwa Chirang Rakan Tulo Kasasana Itta Wata Chaamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabe Deva Anumodantu Sabasampati Sidiya Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hontu Nyateyo Idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Deo asat kalena sasa sampati heto ce. Pito bawatu loko ce. Raja bawatu damiko. Imina punyang kamina. Mame bala samagamo, satang samagamo hotu, yawa nivana patia, sadu, sadu, sadu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha and all the worthy ones, and we can end the recording.